The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And we're going to be focusing on one venue on today's program, the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. They have announced their 2012-13 season, and tickets going on sale today, I believe. And lots of variety on the season. You can find some children's theater, you can find some musical theater, you can find singer-songwriters, you can find comedy, and you can find full bands of various types. It's a really wide-ranging program that they have lined up. And Steve Fast, who's marketing director for the city of Bloomington, focusing on the arts, is with me to talk about it. We'll actually start with some music by an artist who is wrapping up their current season. That concert is yet to come, so we won't mind mentioning that. You might even recognize her voice. K.D. Lang. The song's called Inglewood, and she's going to be at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts on May 17th for a 7:30 show. That'll be the final show. It was actually an extra show added fairly recently to the lineup at the Bloomington Center for the 2011-2012 season, and that's sort of by way of introducing the 2012-2013 season, which has just been announced, and the tickets go on sale today, as a matter of fact. Steve Fast is marketing director for the Bloomington Center and is with me here on the show for this hour to talk about some of what's coming up next season. Steve, thanks for letting me know about it, and thanks for coming over.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
This has to be a blast for you to be working with such an incredible variety of really great artists in so many different genres.
It's a lot of fun. It's really great to be able to bring in so many different things. I mean, it's part of the cultural mission of our department at the city of Bloomington. And so the fact that we can bring in K.D. Lang 1 week and a few weeks later bring in Sonas de Mexico, or even an improv comedy show with the Who's Live Anyway show, which is a based off of the Whose Line Is It Anyway television show, you know, there's a huge variety there of things that we can do, and makes it so there's a lot of, it makes my day not too boring. It's pretty fun.
What are your own musical interests, and do you have a musical background?
I have a little bit of a musical background, but I would say that my musical interests are extremely broad. One of the best shows that I have seen at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts was a jazz show that we had just a few weeks back in April. Brad Meldow, the great jazz pianist, and the saxophonist Joshua Redman performed as a duo at the BCPA. It was a fantastic show. My musical background, I couldn't even imagine that type of technical expertise. For me, you know, the type of groups that I might like to, you know, go see here and there might be more along the lines of our cafe series, where it's kind of more singer-songwriters. And so to be able to see such variety and to have a venue where we can serve multiple audiences is just a great blessing to us.
I got to, I've actually enjoyed interviewing quite a number of the people who've been on your show, who've been at your venue this season. On this show, including Joshua Redman. That was a really nice chat. And sometimes it works out that their travel schedules and your concert schedule allow the various artists to come over here on our show and perform. That one didn't, but I almost felt about as good about it, because he was really easy to talk to and seemed quite willing to talk, and we got to play some CD highlights, which is what we do whenever we don't have somebody live here. How do you usually get to meet all these folks that come in? I mean, you must yourself.
It works in a couple of different ways. I mean, sometimes, and when we've been fortunate enough to bring some acts over to perform live on the show, we will have, for instance, groups in to do a residency. We're having a traditional Mexican group called Sones de Mexico coming in September, and they're going to be in the Bloomington Normal area for a few days ahead of time to do educational opportunities and workshops for some local school kids. And that's part of what we do. Other times, when you have something like the Katie Lang show that you mentioned that's coming up in a few days, it's kind of more of the rock star thing. They show up in the theater about an hour before the show. They perform, often just to, you know, tremendous acclaim. They do their encore, and then they're gone. They're just out of there. So I've met some, you know, some fantastic performers. I met some famous people, and other times, I'm in the audience like everybody else.
So in that case, potentially with Katie Lang, you might not even see her except when she's on stage.
That's probably pretty likely, and you know, for good reason too. When you have people that have had long-lasting careers and have just super dedicated fans, you have some fans that are awfully dedicated.
Overly dedicated.
Yes. And we saw that with a group we had called the Celtic Thunder last season. We had folks just waiting outside to see them walk from the stage door to their bus. And it was December show. And there was about 100 people there just, you know,
screaming,
waiting for a glimpse.
And throwing underwear and stuff like that.
Exactly. Exactly. And so it's all up to the individual personalities. I'm often surprised to hear when we had Lyle Lovett in previously in 2011, there was a lot of kind of a lot of rules, a closed sound check, things like that. But Lyle Lovett also sat on the, you know, by the loading dock and talked to one of our crew members for about 25 minutes about whatever, you know, friendliest guy from what I understand that you could meet. But, you know, he also got a lot of people that were trying to get backstage, people that approached us. Can you get a note to Lyle? And things like that. So I understand a bit of the security issue.
So who does get to handle these folks? Apparently it's not you routinely.
Sometimes. It depends what's going on. I mentioned the jazz performers. I got to pick them up from the hotel and bring them in, Meldow and Redmond. They were nice folks. But we have a great staff at the BCPA that our artists, we have an artist relations person, and quite often we have a huge volunteer presence, and that's a job that volunteers actually have had in the past. They have been the, you know, the go-to person, the runner, the handler, the driver for some of our artists. Some of our better volunteers have had that opportunity.
You said that some of your own tastes might be go towards the folks who would be in your cafe series who tend to be singer-songwriter types. Mm-hmm. Who are some of those folks who are coming?
Well, there's just an amazing singer-songwriter coming on September 27th. His name is William Fitzsimmons. He sort of bridges that gap between, I guess, alternative rock and folk. People have compared him to Bon Iver, who's very popular now, performer Iron and Wine, and both William Fitzsimmons and Iron and Wine have performed at the Pygmalion Festival here in Champaign, and he is just a very, very talented writer who writes about subjects that gets to a certain kind of depth in his imagery and in the ways that he approaches, you know, personal situations that are really amazing, and so I'm looking forward to seeing him perform.
Here is a sample of William Fitzsimmons. The song is called Tied to Me. He'll be at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts for their cafe series on the 27th of September. Are most of your shows 7:30?
Most shows are 7:30. If people, when they're on Sundays, they're usually at 3. If we have children's shows, they are usually earlier. And there are a few exceptions, so always check on your tickets or on our website at artsblooming.org. But for the most point, if it's on a weekend night, it's at 7:30.
It'll be a 7:30 show, including William Fitzsimmons here on Live and Local.
fading and return. What covers over you?
William Fitzsimmons, the song's called Tied to Me, and he will be at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts on September the 27th on their new season, just announced today for 2012-2013. And Steve Fast, who is marketing director for the center, is with me on the show today. Our program today is made possible in part by support from the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting you to visit the Promenade Gift Shop for unique gift ideas. More information about upcoming events is at krannertcenter.com. Speaking of other performing arts centers who will be announcing their own season before too long, I'm sure. And so, William Fitzsimmons, the first of the singer-songwriters who's coming. Lyle Lovett is technically a single-songwriter, but he's also got a big band. Large band, as he calls it.
He has a large band. And I am not sure if he's going to be bringing the large band or another configuration of a band with him on August
22nd. Yeah, he's your opener.
I had a brain cramp there for a moment. Because he's still putting together that tour. And they haven't announced which band he's going to have with him yet. But they're both very exciting and they're both very different. So in either case, it'll be something that is pretty drastically different from the solo acoustic show he did with John Hiatt when he was there in 2011.
Oh, wow. That would have been fantastic. I did see Lyle Lovett at Krannert Center a few years ago, and I don't think it was a large band that he brought for that one. It was a small band, but it was a great show. It's the only time I've seen him live. I really enjoyed some recordings. Who are your other singer-songwriters coming?
We have a number of wonderful ones, including on the main stage, Roseanne Cash, who, of course, is well-known for blazing a trail in sort of contemporary alternative country music, really, over the years. She's going to be in October on the 20th. And that is something that I think is going to be just a fantastic show. She, of course, is Johnny Cash's daughter and really carries on a sort of a dedication and understanding of the deep, deep, deep roots of American songwriting in her latest album and in her performance. So that's going to be a fantastic one. Mark Cohn is another guy who will be there in January of 2013, and he is a piano player and a songwriter. He had a big hit back in the 90s when he had won the Grammy for Best New Artist. Walking in Memphis was that big hit. But he's somebody that's very soulful and performs sort of equally well with other people's songs and with his own songs. And also other singer-songwriters that we're having in there. Suzanne Vega is going to be at the, again, on the main stage on February 21st of 2013. And she's someone who, again, sort of had mainstream success coming from a folk background. She had a big hit called Luca, I think, again, in the 90s. But she's forged a really interesting career since then and worked with all variety of fascinating people. Yeah, did an album with Mitchell Froom that was almost industrial, but at the same time can just perform with an acoustic guitar and bring forth, you know, just a tremendous amount of power from the stage. She has a very unique voice as well.
And is that what she's going to be doing for you?
She is going to be performing with her band. It'll be kind of more acoustic-based, but it will be with a full band.
And how about Carrie Rodriguez?
Carrie Rodriguez is going to perform in the Cafe series, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, like William Fitzsimmons. And she is just a dynamo, an incredibly talented woman. She performs the mandolin. She performs the fiddle. She has a voice that sounds like it was just torn from the early ages of country music, just tons of twang and soul and power. And she has been highly sought after as a collaborator with a number of folks. And Lyle Lovett, who, of course, kicks off our season in August, has sort of taken her under his wing and had her open for him in a number of instances and collaborated with him. And so is still in her 20s, but she's really already making quite a name for herself. And she's going to be performing all the way almost a year from now in April of 2013 in the Cafe series.
And here she is with with a song that has a wonderful title. It's called Waltzings for Dreamers. Carrie Rodriguez, who will be at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts in their coming season. And we're running through some highlights here on Live and Local today. Carrie Rodriguez, her song called Waltzings for Dreamers. She's going to be at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts next April on the 11th on the Cafe series there. We're talking with Steve Fast this hour. Steve is marketing director for the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Actually, technically, you're marketing director for a bunch of things for the city of Bloomington.
I sure am. I'm the marketing director for Miller Park Zoo. And for the Pepsi Ice Center, which is our recreational ice facility, and also for the recreation programs too. So, you know, everything from our T-ball for kids to, you know, aquatics and everything else that we have going on throughout the recreation facilities that we are lucky to have there in Bloomington.
Tell me a little bit about the history of the center, because I understand it was originally the Scottish Rite Temple there.
It was. It's an historic building. It was built in the 20s, and the reason that it was constructed was to house the American Passion Play, which has been performed in that building ever since, with the exception of 1 year when we were renovating it. What happened was the building obviously, you know, got up there in age and needed some extensive renovations, you know, for things like air conditioning and elevators. And so the city, paired with the owners of the facility, the Scottish Rite Group, and were able to renovate the building about 8 years ago now. And this will be our seventh presenting season there. It's a beautiful venue, and the great thing is that it's got all of the historic stained glass, the architecture, the tiles. Everything has been completely either restored or maintained. Plus, we have a state-of-the-art facility on the main stage with state-of-the-art sound and lights, and it's one of the best sounding, I mean, I'm biased maybe, but I think it's one of the best sounding rooms in central Illinois. It's just a great sounding place.
Well, I've had a chance to see two or three shows there. I know I saw Leon Redbone, mm-hmm. Was the most recent one, and before that, a fascinating group called White Ghost Shivers.
Yeah, they're so much fun.
I remember this. I can't remember the name of the lead singer, but he was taller than this building, I think. I have
Seven
never
feet
looked
tall.
So far up there next to somebody in my life. But, I mean, he's an example of the more eclectic people that you get there. I think it was you that introduced me to a band called Pokey Lafarge and the South City Three.
Pokey
was
Lafarge,
your band?
That wasn't with us.
Was that the Castle Theater?
Pokey Lafarge was playing, yeah, basically just a couple blocks down from where we are.
I was afraid I'd mix that up.
Well, no, that's okay, because it's a great example of the types of things that have been happening in Bloomington. And it's so exciting that on any sort of given weekend, we have, you know, a Coliseum facility there where you might be able to see Willie Nelson, for instance, who's going to be performing there. Or you can see, you know, something that is a more theater type show, such as Lyle Lovett or Roseanne Cash, or even Fiddler on the Roof at our facility at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. And then you get some of these touring rock club folks like Pokey Lafarge and others down at the Castle Theater. And it's all within just a, you know, a 5-block radius. So it's fun to be able to have so much to do. And because people are now looking for more, you know, great live music in downtown Bloomington, it's great to be a part of that. And sometimes we'll bring in an artist like White Ghost Shivers that you know, we want to put on our main stage because they kind of have a big show with, you know, eight people in the band, or we'll have a, you know, single singer-songwriter for our cafe series, which is at the BCPA downstairs, where we have, you know, a performer just solo or with a piano player. And sometimes you'll even see a little, you know, back and forth. Sometimes that act will get a little bit more into a rock club thing and they'll end up being at the castle or the other way around.
So who have you got coming this next season who might be of the, what I would call, crazy eclectic variety, like White Ghost Shivers or Pokey Lafarge? And they're bigger bands, but they're not necessarily your average pop rock type.
Well, I wouldn't say that in any way they are kind of crazy or eclectic like White Ghost Shivers, but they are definitely unique, and that's a group called Over the Rhine. And they have been around for a while now. And they've kind of done everything from performing sort of as a full sort of rock band into the current setting that we are going to be presenting them in November, which is as an acoustic duo. And they write incredibly intricate songs with a lot of history to them. And the singer, they're a married couple, and the singer has just an amazing voice. So you have these very, very almost theatric songs that are written with a just top-notch singer to perform them. And so we're going to have them on November 8th.
With a name like Over the Rhine, where do they come from?
I mean, there is a neighborhood in Cincinnati, Ohio, that is referred to as Over the Rhine. And they took that name. They're from that part of Ohio. And they took that name for the band.
Is that a particularly German neighborhood or something like that?
Well, you know,
that's what I would assume.
That's what I would think too.
From a name like that,
I would think so too. And I think, I don't know if it has anything to do with their particular heritage, but I have to admit, it's got quite a musical ring to it.
Yeah, it does. Well, here is a song from Over the Rhine. This is called "I Don't Want to Waste Your Time." They're going to be at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. When? I'm looking over here.
That's on November 8th.
November the 8th, as we talk about their new season, their upcoming season, with Steve Fast here on Live and Local. Group called Over the Rhine, "I Don't Want to Waste Your Time" is the name of the song, and they'll be at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Next, I still can't find them on my list here. Next November.
Yeah, they are in November.
Oh, there it is, An Acoustic Evening with Over the Rhine. That's what I didn't get past. You didn't tell me, you said they were a duo, but who's playing the saxophones?
Well, in that particular recording, you know, it's a studio production, and I don't know if they, you know, it's such a great New Orleans sound. I don't know if they brought in one of those great New Orleans horn sections or not.
Like, well, they sound fantastic.
Yeah, and that's that band, like I said, are so unique because they have such a huge range to do a number of different things. And, you know, they can sound for 1 minute like they're from New Orleans, another minute almost like the, you know, kind of it's an excerpt from a Broadway show, another minute like it's kind of a coffee house ballad. So they're just really talented people.
You're listening to Live and Local here on FM 90.9. Our broadcast today made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. Tonight at 7 o'clock on our evening concert, Sergei Zimmerman is the violin soloist in Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Manfred Honeck conducting. Also on the program will be Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. So it's an all Tchaikovsky concert tonight with the Pittsburgh Symphony. 7 o'clock on the evening concert here on FM 90.9. And we're talking about the concerts coming in 2012, 2013, starting on August the 22nd, Lyle Lovett opening the season for the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts and going all the way till next April 28th with Angelina Ballerina the Musical. And I think maybe we'll run down some of the things we're not getting to play samples from towards the end of the hour. You have a bluegrass group called Mountain Heart. I guess it's sort of bluegrass slash gospel group.
They are, you know, they're bluegrass slash gospel slash, I guess, almost Leonard Skinner at times. They are amazing. They've won every type of bluegrass award that any group can win. They're comprised of like five superstars. They're great singers. Two just amazing banjo players, and they were culled from a couple of other different, you know, well-known bluegrass groups that sort of, you know, broke apart and they put together. And one of the things that's amazing is that they can just, you know, get around one microphone and sound like an old gospel group at times. And it's pretty astounding, just the vocal talent that they have. And I guess it's just, I haven't had an opportunity to see them live. Joel Alberts, who is our performing arts manager, saw them and said, "This is such a great live act, and they bring so much energy. I'd really like to get them, you know, presented at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts at some point." He's been talking about them for a year, and he had an opportunity to get them on the schedule. So it's going to be a great show.
Mountain Heart will be at the Bloomington Center next January on the Cafe series, and here's a tune called Gospel Train.
My lordship blues, oh, boom, boom, get on board. Better get your ticket now, my lordship blues. Wow.
Obviously live in concert, Mountain Heart, name of the band that'll be on the Cafe series at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts next January 17th, 2003, as we're talking about the Bloomington Center's 2012-2013 season. Just announced, tickets went on sale 10 o'clock this morning, and apparently have been, we already seem to know they're selling pretty well.
They're going pretty briskly, so I would urge folks that are interested. I mean, there's not a bad seat in the center. It's a lovely, like, 1,200-seat theater, and the sight lines are wonderful. The sound is pretty great in every location. But if you want to be really close, hop on the internet or call up our box office today, because they're going pretty quick for certain shows.
Including coming up, a group that I've been hearing about, I almost feel like ever since I've been alive, who are the Chieftains, wonderful Irish group who have collaborated, it seems, with all kinds of pop and rock and folk artists from all around the world.
They've been in outer space. They had an opportunity to have their music played aboard one of the final space shuttle missions, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
And I noticed they're going to be on at the Bloomington Center on my birthday next year, March the 3rd, 2013. Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be a fantastic show. The Chieftains celebrated 50 years as a group last year. So obviously a real tradition. And Patty Maloney and the Chieftains always sort of take the core of this great traditional Irish music and augment it with some of the most talented performers in the world that they bring with them on tour. Everything from, you know, featured soloists to Irish dancers, and they are just an amazing phenomenon, and it's fantastic to be able to present them at the BCPA.
You have we have a couple of tracks of theirs. We may end up playing both of them. This first, neither of them seem to be particularly Irish sounding. One of them has the name Carolina in it, and the other one is adapted from some sort of Latin tune.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. A few years ago, they made an album which features Ry Cooder on it, the great guitar player, great slide guitar player. And the name of it kind of cheekily is called San Patrico. And it's exactly what you might think. It's sort of a melding of Irish instrumentation and their performance with a lot of Latina music and a lot of Mexican folk music. And they collaborated with Lila Downs on a track that I think that we have here that is just, it's, and if you listen to it, it's amazing to see how the two styles intertwine and shows the diversity that this great Irish group has.
And are you referring to La Golondrina or Carolina Rua?
You know what? I think I take that back. That La Golondrina is with Loc for Folkloristas that they collaborated with. And that would be a good one, too, because that's part of that, like I said, that traditional Mexican meets traditional Irish music.
Well, let's listen to it. The Chieftains here on Live and Local. Chieftains, a tune called La Golondrina. And do you know what that means?
I don't.
There is a song by a girl band in Canada whose name I'm also blanking on. I might think of it. And I'm sure they sing a song that refers to La Golondrina, but I don't remember what it means.
Maybe is it dangerous for us to if we don't know what it means?
I don't know.
Hopefully it's appropriate.
We'll let it go. But there were no words in there, so nobody could have said anything awful, I suppose. It was just instrumental. The Chieftains will be at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts next March, the 3rd of March, as we talk about their 2012-2013 season, just announced, and tickets going on sale today. Steve Fast is the marketing director. You have... This is going to be a nice treat. It was a nice treat when I got to experience this woman singing in 2009, April of 2009, I think it was. And it'll be a marvelous treat for your audiences who will get to hear her next April of 2013, a Scottish singer named Julie Fowlis. How did you, or Joel Alberts, who's your performing arts director, how did you find out about her?
I'm not sure how Joel got to learn about Julie Fowlis, but I think that she's the type of artist that once people are exposed to her, they really are astounded because she has an amazing voice. And perhaps either to a benefit or a detriment, she sings a traditional music which isn't widely performed nowadays, and not a lot of Celtic singers necessarily perform in Scots Gaelic, which is what she sings in, and she sings songs that are centuries old sometimes, but in a way that is so compelling that even if you don't, you know, we mentioned not knowing for sure the title of that song, sometimes a song can pull you in and you're not exactly sure why, and I think it has a lot to do with the power of the performer, and Julie Fowlis is one of those folks.
She was in Champaign for a small show, and a pathetically small number of people went to hear her, I heard. As I said, in 2009, and I quick grabbed a clip from that live performance that she did in our studio, and she talks a little bit, I included the part where she talks a little bit about what she sings in, and I think she talks about what she's singing in this song, because otherwise we really would have no idea. And I remember I and our sound engineer, and I think we were probably the only two who were in there listening to her, we both were absolutely captivated, fell in love on the spot. And I would love to have the chance to talk to her, a year from now when she comes back for your show at the Bloomington Center. Here she is, Julie Fowlis. This is from, to be precise, April 20th of 2009. So almost 4 years to the day of when she'll be performing with you next season.
I don't sing in English. I actually sing in a different language altogether. I sing in Scottish Gaelic or Gaelic, which is very similar to the Irish Gaelic that they have, or they speak in Ireland. It's a very, very similar language. They once would have been, you know, virtually the same language, and the language would have been understood by people from the very far north of Scotland, right the way through the country and down across Ireland and right to the south of Ireland. So I sing in Scottish Gaelic, which is pretty much a minority language now at home, even though it was once spoken all over the country, virtually all over the country. And we tour and sing these songs, ancient songs, and some newer ones as well, and with a little bit of musical accompaniment, bouzouki and guitar and fiddles and whistles and bagpipes and all sorts of things.
Well, why don't we just launch right into a song?
Yeah, okay.
We'll give you a preview of tonight.
We'll give you an example of a song which is probably easily more than 120 years old, I'd say. And it's an old-fashioned working kind of song. And this would have been one that would have traditionally been sung by a woman at the spinning wheel. And the idea is that the rhythm of the song is kind of matches the rhythm of the work being done. So you should hear the kind of pulse in the song, which is very similar to the spinning wheel. So we'll give you a go. This is one that's called Ogan y Hjúr a Rein Macal. Ogan y Hjúr a Rein Macal I ríif o hjúr ohó I ríaf ar y hyag I ríif o hjúr ohó Gwmw ag gyrig i'r gach mi I ríif o hjúr ohó I ríaf ar y hyag I ríif o hjúr ohó Gynnys gan maer yn fad I ríif o hjúr ohó I ríaf ar y hyag I ríif o hjúr ohó Gunnis gan fjúr na braf I ríif o hjúr ohó I ríaf ar y hyag I ríif o hjúr ohó Afen y talig y chyl I ríif o hjúr ohó I ríaf ar y hyag I ríif o hjúr ohó Issa gyd hyn mar a ham o fi I ríif o hjúr ohó I ríaf ar y hyag I ríif o hjúr ohó I ríif o hjúr ohó Snachai mi vastjeg en nýis I ríif o hjúr ohó I ríif ar y hyag I ríif o hjúr ohó Skarik mi ferach úr vúir I ríif o hjúr ohó I ríif ar y hyag I ríif o hjúr ohó Hómo ag gyrig i'r gach mi I ríif o hjúr ohó I ríif ar y hyag I ríif o hjúr ohó I ríaf ar y hyag I ríif o hjúr ohó I ríaf ar y hyag I ríif o hjúr ohó
Julie Fowlis performing in the WILL studios in April of 2009. When she was performing that evening in downtown Champaign. She is going to be on the series for next season at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, also in April 2013. And I cannot remember her husband's name. I believe it was her husband who was playing possibly bouzouki, and I'm pretty sure she was the whistle player as well as obviously the singer. And Steve Fast is my guest here on Live and Local. He's marketing director for Bloomington Center and for the cultural programs for the city of Bloomington. And Steve, you got about 2 minutes to run down everything else that's going on next season.
That's a lot because we have 28 performances, but just it's such a full season. Everything from the thing that what we mentioned earlier with the big musical acts like Lyle Lovett and the Chieftains. But, you know, we're going to be presenting Fiddler on the Roof, the touring company of that, in October. We will have a really fun show. It's a Christmas show that is a Rat Pack show. It's a great Vegas-style show recreating the times of the Rat Pack. And that will be, of course, in December since it's a Christmas show. The phenomenon that just surprises me, the Church Basement Ladies, which is a musical comedy, the third installment of that will be at the stage in December, as will be the other phenomenon that, again, surprises me, Menopause the Musical in April. The fantastic touring company, the Paul Taylor Dance Organization, Taylor 2, will be there in January. The legendary Booker T. Jones will be there. The soul, the B3 keyboard player, will be there in January as well. Christian McBride, the fantastic jazz bassist, will bring his group Inside Straight. And, boy, just a whole ton of stuff. So it's going to be just a fantastic series that we have. And if people want to check it out, they can go to artsblooming.org, see all the shows that went on sale just today for the 2012-13 series.
And Steve hasn't even mentioned them all, so you can look over the whole thing and see who else that might tickle your fancy. And I'm sure it'll be a fantastic season, and I'll look forward to talking to you as the season progresses and we can have some of these guests on the show and maybe have some of them perform live, which is always great when that schedule happens to work out.
That'd be great.
Steve, thanks very much for letting us know about it and for coming over from Bloomington.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Specifically, we're on 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translators, W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And we have support today from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. I've just got about half a minute just to mention a couple of shows going on in our listening area tonight. Studebaker John and the Hawks play the blues at the Alamo in Springfield. That's tonight at 8 o'clock. And it's the Lincoln Land Community College Jazz Band performing at First Christian Church in Springfield. Tonight at 7:30, and oh, as long as we have mentioned briefly the Castle Theater earlier, Matthew Curry and the Fury are going to be making a return appearance there tomorrow evening. I don't have a time listed here, and he's going to be on our show live coming up pretty soon.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd, I think Kenny Wayne Shepherd is the headliner of that.
On that show? Yeah. Okay, great. At the Castle Theater in Bloomington. And let's go out with a little bit more from Mountain Heart, who'll be at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts next season in January. You're hearing them on Live and Local on FM 90.9. My lordship blues, oh, boom, 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 get on board.